Good morning, everyone. Today is the 18th of December, Friday morning. TGIF. Well, I've entitled this video, Just Another Day in Time. Just Another Day in Time. I know we've all experienced this. I know I have over the years. Some mornings I'll get up and it seems like everything I do goes wrong. And then other days I get up and it just seems like everything's just running smoothly. Click, click. One step to the next, to the next, to the next. But whether your day is going smoothly or whether your day is going atrocious, I'm here to say it's just another day in time. Just another day in time. Solomon described it like this. Vanity, vanity, all is vanity. So sometimes it's good for us to keep the right perspective, is it not? Realize that it's just another day in time. One of these days, it will not be any more day in time. We'll no longer be in this time world. We will be in eternity. We'll no longer be just another day in time. And that's a very short time while we're here on Earth. 27th of this month, I will have lived on this earth 67 years. So if you take 67 times 365 days, that will tell you how many just another day in time I've lived. Okay. But the most important thing about just another day in time is that we have been given a short space while we're here on the earth. So the next question we have is how should we then live in this just another day in time? How should we then live? Well, scripture tells us how we should live. The purpose of our life is to honor and praise our Creator. This is my Father's world. He's created all things by the word of His power. All things were created by Him and for Him, and by Him all things consist. So with just another day in time, we should be focusing on how we can honor and praise our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And not how we can exalt ourselves, not how we can gather all of this materialism to us, not how we should go about making our lives as convenient as possible. No. We are told to give praise to our Lord and Savior. We should be forever grateful for His unmerited favor. Our praise should come forth in a variety of ways. The fruit of our lips should we sing every day. With gratitude and thanksgiving, we should Him laud and bring endless praises to the one up above. For He's the only one worthy of our love and adoration, for He's the one who brought us eternal salvation. Both honor and praise we bring to our King. And we look forward in heaven when we will then sing with the angels around the great throne. An anthem of glory will be that great song. Just another day in time, folks. All men were born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical fact. The only remedy for this sin is the eternal contract. Between the Father and the Son, the work Christ did do, dying on the cross, the work is finished too. A perfect sacrifice is Christ as he hung on upon that tree, becoming my sin bearer, dying there for me. But my sin was atoned for and I was set free. Now I sing praises to my Lord and Savior, who granted me this loving eternal favor. Yes, dying in my stead, even when I was born and conceived in sin, and the quickening Holy Spirit causing me to be born again. I now can joyfully sing to my Lord and King, even through his perfect sacrifice my eternal life did bring. Just another day. Just another day in time. I knew a Primitive Baptist minister that would always talk about this time world. He's no longer in this time world. He's now in eternity. We're no longer in this time world. Sometimes it seems as if we're standing still. These are the times when resting in Christ can fulfill. I need of him in a special way. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. For he is our only hope, and the faith of Christ causes us to stay. Resting in his grace that will carry us through, when it seems we're standing still, he will make a way for me and you. When the trials of this life are pressing on us hard and we don't know which way to go, our Heavenly Father's guidance will our minds control. His Holy Spirit will be our light in the middle of the night. And he says, "Be still," when the cares of this world have blinded our sight. So if it seems that you're standing still with no progress, always remember that Christ is our righteousness. We can rest in him when the waves of billows roll, and he will bring comfort to our never-dying soul. Well, just like the seasons, our lives are just like the seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. In the spring of our lives, we are sprouting forth and ever-growing. In the summer of our lives, it seems to be overflowing. In the fall, our hair is changing color and we are slowing down. In the winter, the leaves are falling from our crown. Let us remember that our lives are just like the seasons. The only difference is that when we get to winter, we won't return to spring. Except when we awake and find in the New Jerusalem, he did us bring. And in that paradise, winter will never come. It will be a land of everlasting spring with God's eternal sun, where we will need no light of the sun or moon there. But Christ himself will be the light of that land, which will be so fair. So let us remember this morning that it's just another day in time. And let us glorify God and walk in his sunshine. God bless.